Thank you and good afternoon. A cleanup along State Route 254 near the Avenue of Giants just concluded around 4 o'clock following a single Mack truck collision that occurred earlier this morning. A Fortuna man was driving the truck north on State Route 254 south of Elk Creek Road when the right side of the truck struck an exposed root of a large redwood tree that was adjacent to the roadway. The truck became disabled after the front side hit a dirt embankment and it blocked both lanes of the highway. The collision caused over 50 gallons of fuel to spill onto the roadway as well. The driver was uninjured in the crash, and the California Highway Patrol has opened an investigation into the collision. Amy Nilsen has been chosen as the new County Administrative Officer after the Board of Supervisors appointed her to the position earlier this afternoon. Nilsen will replace Philip Smith Haynes, who resigned from the position in late January to take a similar job in his hometown in Kansas. Nilsen has been with the county for over 20 years, eventually being promoted to Deputy CAO in 2010. The appointment of Nilsen will become official on April 11th when the Board of Supervisors approve a final contract. On April 4th, College of the Redwoods will launch a new program that will allow students to register for classes for an entire academic year in one go. Known as OneReg, students will be able to register classes for the summer, fall, and spring terms in the hopes to shorten the time to graduate and to have a more effective way for students to plan out their class load. CR Board of Trustees President Tom Ross said that nearly 40% of our area's high school students attend College of the Redwoods within a year of graduating high school, and this program allows them to map out their path and ensure the most efficient way to reach graduation or certification. For more information on the program and registration dates, you can visit the College of the Redwoods website. The county library receives funding. Dan Squire has more.
The Humboldt Library Foundation announced that it has presented the county library with a $65,000 check, money raised by the foundation in 2015. The funds will be used to update equipment, purchase new books, fund the Children's Authors Festival, and provide money for branch libraries. Foundation President Elizabeth Murguia said in a press release that in the past 20 years, the Library Foundation has raised more than $1.8 million through donations from private individuals, businesses, and organizations. Direct grants to the library in that time total more than $960,000, and County Librarian Victor Zazueta said the library is deeply appreciative of the support from the foundation.
Thank you, Dan. Humboldt deputies and California Highway Patrol officers attempted to serve a court immediate move-out order at a residence in the 2300 block of McKinleyville Avenue this morning. A 54-year-old man refused orders and barricaded himself within the residence for 2 hours, while neighbors were advised to shelter in place. Additional law enforcement arrived to assist, and around 11 o'clock, the man was safely detained. He accepted the eviction, and no criminal charges are expected to be brought forward. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. At their meeting this morning, the Board of Supervisors approved an agreement between the Sheriff's Office and the Hoopa Valley Tribe for the deputization of tribal officers. The Sheriff's Office also requested that the current eligibility list for lieutenants be extended by a year in anticipation of changes in department personnel. The Board also approved a memorandum of understanding with the City of Riodel for the administration of community block grant funding, and they also authorized a contract for the replacement of the Salt River Bridge. 22-year-old Cameron Saxon was booked into county jail on felony warrants following a reported disturbance at his home on Big Hill Road in Hoopa on Sunday morning. Saxon was featured on the Hoopa Willow Creek Most Wanted list, and a deputy responded to the scene after a caller reported that Saxon tried to initiate a fight with another person in the residence. Saxon was detained at the scene, and a subsequent search of the home turned up a handgun and firearm parts that belonged to him as well. He was booked into county jail for his 2 felony warrants, as well as being a felon in possession of a firearm. A reminder for residents, as a part of Tsunami Preparedness Week, Humboldt County will participate in the annual live tsunami warning test on Wednesday morning. At 11 a.m., tsunami sirens and other emergency notification systems will be activated, and the test will be heard on radio and television stations as well. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.